The unexamined life is, of course, not worth living, but how deep would you like the examination to go? A new generation of tools, from software to armbands and all manner of strap-on devices, and even bargain genetic testing, are seeing people examine not just their thoughts, but their actions and their heart rates with ever-increasing alacrity. I asked Professor Aisling Kelleher of Carnegie Mellon University about recent advances in reading the biometric runes.
I think where we're going now with these health monitoring ideas is that from everything that was externalized before, things that I see, things that I hear, now we have things that are inside me that I can't even see or hear, whether it be in this ideas that we have about being able to monitor our health rate, to more provocative and maybe fairly available in the short term smart pills developed by the Proteus company, which are sensors that you can swallow that then can begin to wirelessly transmit all sorts of information about things that are going on inside your stomach, for example, which must be the ultimate sharing.
When these the health monitoring devices appeared, they seemed to fall into two camps. One was that they might be useful for people who need to closely monitor things like their insulin level, but the other was that you would be sharing about your own fitness and your goals towards perfecting your fitness. They're two quite sort of different uses of the technology.
Yes, I mean, one you can understand as being medically necessary, for example, when it comes to people with insulin or blood sugar levels, or even those who are using spirographs to measure their, for folks who have asthma issues. I think the secondary one becomes, it can almost be terribly annoying if you're on Facebook or any of that and you see somebody has recorded 5.2 miles, and you're like, well, good for them. I feel great. I've been sitting here looking at monitoring other people's monitors of how fit they are. So some of it could be to do with the idea, and I think Weight Watchers has definitely popularized this, the idea of a social contract. If you kind of commit to a goal publicly and with other people and others can track, you might be more inclined to follow through with it. It's quite astonishing, I think, how willing people are to share this data, not only publicly, but also with private companies. Companies that potentially down the line could be bought by a private equity company that also happens to own an insurance company. I think there's one thing to share, maybe it's fairly nebulous data or about, I walked 3 miles today. It becomes very intriguing when we look at people who are beginning to share their genetic data through companies such as National Geographic are doing it. And there's also a startup called 23andMe here in the United States, but that also will test anybody around the world, including in Ireland, to get, you know, to get your genetics screened for about 200 variants and markers. So it gives you a whole slew of information, but it's also creating or attempting to create the world's largest genetic database. One of the founders of that company is married to Sergey Brin, who's in Google. And Google have injected a huge amounts of money into that company as well. So the idea of this launches, I mean, it seems almost, I mean, we reached a sci-fi to the movie Gattaca, but this idea that are we looking towards genetic discrimination, not only in terms of, in that movie it was like the valids and the invalids, but in the sense of insurance companies, even maybe in utero, you're almost going to start being discriminated against in terms of what you'll be allowed to do, the jobs you'll be allowed to take on for. I mean, these companies definitely kind of put forward the idea that you can do it out of curiosity to see where you came from, but also for future planning so that you know what to look out for. And I think there could be potential health benefits there. But the insidious downside of that is that there is this huge, large collection of data up there of you're pretty much your most private detail, like the essence of your being, your cell structure.
To some extent, through the social networks that we're familiar with, we are creating some kind of a performance of ourselves. And we have a certain amount of control to perform in one way or another, whether that's charming or moody. And that seems as though in Facebook or Twitter or whatever, however you're logging your activities, it seems that's somewhat under your control. This is actually granting access to a level at which there isn't any hiding. You're not performing anything. This is just the data of your body.
Yes, I mean, and obviously it has this lineage that goes all the way back, and it can be terribly interesting to see where it is that you came from. I think, for example, even you think about the company 23andMe recently worked together with the Faces of America project, okay, which was a documentary here where led by historian Henry Louis Gates, who went and got lots of kind of fairly well-known established people in the United States, had them to look at their own genes and then kind of talk them through in an hour show about where do they come from, how European were they, or who might they have been technically a cousin of. So there was this kind of normalizing of it, that this is the way you will understand where you came from, your history and who you were. So it's this very different encoding of memories that might have been externalized before to something that's like, well, this is what the data tells us. You think of now in the United States, if you want to run for president, you kind of have to release your health records, or there's huge pressure put on you for that. I'm like, well, are we going to say this is release the genetic records, or if not, Anonymous is going to come along, act the hell out of where the private company that has that and just slowly release them. Then we really start getting into kind of creepy territory. If that becomes the norm, and then employers go, well, I too will do that. Forget drug screening. That was so, you know, that's back in the Victorian ages of employers violating their employees' constitutional rights. Now we move on to like mandatory gene testing.
I'd like to see also the genetic testing integrated with the fitness tracking, because, you know, maybe I'm not predisposed genetically to running, or to moving very fast, or to doing anything other than, you know, watching television and eating crisps, you know. And maybe the two services could integrate in some way and explain to my co-workers why I'm not really coming out ahead in this program.
Yes, and I think that's another way you could think of it as well, that you could create a special type of Olympics for people with your genetic makeup, so that the world records for somebody who is genetically not, you know, disposed to running very fast, but could probably do a 50-yard amble, shall we say. You could hold the world record on that for people in your gene pool, and you would feel quite successful. Some things can become intriguing when you think of maybe the data of an individual isn't that interesting, but when it's aggregated as in like, well, if I want to decide what city to live in, maybe I want to live in the fittest city or the happiest city or the least moody city in the world, and that becomes like an index that is of value kind of at this kind of more social level as opposed to at the individual level. And I'm quite interested in that, and not this kind of either idea of individual shaming or individual pursuit, but if you just get the sense that as a group, as a cohort of maybe an anonymous group of a couple of thousand people, this week we are at this level. That idea of scaling up, you can imagine as well happening at companies or corporations as well, that there is people are interested in the sense of like overall as a collective, how are we doing? Which is more useful, I would think, well, for me anyway, would be than just kind of this individual ranking system or knowing who's top or knowing who's bottom or who the laggards are. But I think this sense of a very more gentle motivation to get people feel that they're aspiring to do something that's above and beyond themselves, and that's kind of how society works.
Aislinn Kelleher there. And if you'd like to find out, are my genes hot or not, 23andMe are performing that genetic test for $99.